Andrew, life at the Broncos, how's it going?
It's good, mate. Look, I'm loving it. It's a fantastic club. I'm really pleased that the club are looking to rebuild. One of the big things that we've done is move the club down to Trial Finder Sports Club, which has allowed the club to come together. All our junior sides, our scholarship, our academy are all based there, as well as the first team. We train there, we play there. That was a big thing for me personally, that probably the club in the last couple of years has been a little bit disjointed, a bit disconnected, and I think moving back to West London, we can re-engage with what has probably been the best fan bases have come from the west of London when we're based at Brentford and Twickenham. So we're going to re-engage with those fans, as well as maintain and retain the current group of fans that we've got. But more importantly, it's given us an opportunity to come together as a club and formally rebuild as such. So, at the moment, I'm really pleased with that side of stuff. I'm pleased with the squad that we've recruited, the way we've gone about our business in pre-season. A little bit disappointed with the result yesterday at Dewsbury. We probably learned a thing or two there. We tried to play a dry weather game in a mud bath, basically, and we got found wanting. So, we're going to have to learn from that and adapt pretty quickly, because we'll be playing Oldham away this week in probably similar conditions. But in terms of that, we've been training on that 3G surface, and that allows us to play the more attacking brand of rugby league that I want to play. But we're probably just going to have to adapt our game a little bit differently in this early part of the season. But other than that, like I said, the players have all been great. We're trying to change some of the things culturally down there. And so far, things are starting. There's certainly been some improvement within the club, both on and off the field, in these last few months, which has been good.
So when you made the move down to London, did you envisage that, in a short time later, you'd be in charge of it all? Yeah. You'd be driving it on?
Well, mate, the funny thing is, if you'd have said to me a couple of years ago when I was at Sheffield that I'd be at London in the first place, I would have said you're mad. But look, the opportunity came up last year. I knew I was retiring from playing at the end of 2014, and I got the opportunity to go there as assistant coach. I certainly didn't think I would have been thrown into the head coaching role so quickly, but it happened, and it's like anything, people say, when's the right time to become head coach? And I think it's when the opportunity's there, because there's not many opportunities to do it, and you've just got to roll with it and back yourself, and hopefully you get it right and you learn on the way. I learned a lot last year. There were some trying circumstances as a club last season. There was a lot of expectation, a lot of pressure on the club. We probably had a lot of injuries to deal with, a lot of off-field dramas to deal with, which people probably weren't aware of. And probably didn't quite get the recruitment as well as we would have liked. Hopefully that's been addressed this year. And like I said, for me it's about rebuilding. Things just aren't going to happen overnight. We've got to make sure we're better this year than we were last year. Obviously the aim's a top four finish, like probably most teams in the competition's aim is. But we have to be better, and that's off the field and on the field. And I think we have made some massive strides in the last couple of months, in terms even of our community re-engagement as well. We've got a program now where we're engaging back with the community of Ealing and West London and things like that. So they're massive positives. So there's a lot of good things happening in London, but now I'm just excited for the season to start and see how the boys adapt.
Because there's a lot of good players have come out of the London area, hasn't there? There's a player pool there.
Absolutely, and that's something we're very proud of. We've been developing juniors here for the last God knows how many years, and like you said, we've seen some fantastic talent now currently in the Super League and in the Championship. And they've scrapped the rule now of having to have 7 homegrown players in your squad, but we've still got 8 London products in our full-time squad, which I think is fantastic. And that's part of my philosophy too. I want to try and develop from within, and I want to try and keep London-based players in London and want to play for London and come through the system. Again, we're always going to have overseas recruits, and we're always going to have to try and get some players from up north to give us that little bit extra, but the long term aim is to try and develop from within and like I said, continue to build this team moving forward.
The $1 million question, Andrew, where would you rather live, Castleford or London?
I do miss Castleford. I do love Castleford. I enjoyed my time there. I know my brother said a few tasty words about it back in the day, but no, I loved my time there at Castleford. A lot of respect for the place, and I enjoyed living there. So did my family. It was a really good place. The people there were fantastic. Such lovely people, really welcoming, and I really, really enjoyed my time there. But I can't complain with London. It is a fantastic place. I can't lie. My wife had some reservations about it to start with. It's a big move. I've got 4 kids, so it was a big move to pick up and go down there. But the club has shown a lot of faith in me. David Hughes and Jason Loops, the CEO, have backed me, and we made that decision to move down, and we've been really, really happy. The family settled in well to the area in the northwest of London. Great village community feel. Kids are loving the schools, and we are loving life in London. It is a fantastic place. So for any of those players in the future that I am looking to recruit, just to let you know, it is a great place to live. And, you know, it's a bit of a myth, you know what I mean? There is a myth that London is a lot more of this and that, you know, in terms of crime and expense and all that. You know, there is a little bit more expense to it, but, you know, like you said, it is a fantastic place to be.
Top man, that'll do for us.
Cheers,
all
man.
The best, mate.
Good
we'll
man.
See you soon.
Thanks, mate.
See you soon.
Yeah,
he's good, eh? We've done a few games with him. Who? Gary? Yeah.